Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Good afternoon, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and my guest, Dr. Gibson. We've been trying to reach him, but we're not able to do so at this moment, so we will be waiting for his call. But meanwhile, we are going to not only open the phone lines, but we are going to be sharing some wonderful, wonderful information with you. What I wanted to do was start off with a quote today, because I thought it's something that is a good way to start a program. And this quote I really, really liked. And it's by Michael Ignatieff. And he is a Canadian author and a journalist and the former director of the Carr Center for Human Rights. He said, "Living fearlessly is not the same as never being afraid. It's good to be afraid occasionally. Fear is a great teacher. Fear is a great teacher." My goodness, I think some of the greatest lessons in my life dealt with overcoming fear. And I think for many of us, facing our fears, looking at them with a clear eye, recognizing what it is that we need to face, is a real challenge. And if you go through just about any culture in the world, you find that they have myths that always portray someone conquering their fears, the becoming an adult, young boy becoming a man, facing, if you were maybe an African young man, facing the great lion of the plains, or whatever it might be. There was always some kind of initiation. And dealing with fear, it is something we work with almost every day. Because if you look at life, life is something that is tenuous at best. You never know from moment to moment what could possibly happen. I think of a very dear friend of mine who has absolutely been paralyzed with fear, the fear of flying. There's really no logical reason for it, but she adopted this fear. Now, she gets out and drives in an automobile every single day of her life. And there are tens of thousands of people that are killed, maimed in automobile accidents on a daily basis. Plane accidents are a lot more rare. That doesn't make any difference to her because she said, "No, I don't want to be in a plane." And it's interesting how we will follow certain patternings of fear until we take the time to really look them in the eye and make them back down in front of us. And there's so many different ways that fear can express itself. I know people who want to speak publicly. Oh, I can remember when I would just sweat bullets when I would have to be up in front of a group. And part of the problem was I would feel this tremendous surge, and I would start to perspire quite heavily. Well, in my mind, especially when I was a youngster, the thought was you're supposed to have the jitters before a performance. A good performer never goes on stage. A good speaker never goes on stage without having the jitters. Well, I found that's a bunch of baloney. I mean, that's just not realistic at all. But we are ingrained with the thoughts of other people. We're indoctrinated by their theories. And until we come to that point where we think for ourselves, we're stuck with them. Yes, we're stuck with them. But that doesn't have to be the case. And I can remember the day when I realized what I had thought was fear on my part was not fear at all. What it was excitement. It was an energy that was just absolutely filling me from the top of my head to the tip of my toes. And there was this joyful enthusiasm that was there. And it just was filling me with intensity. Once I learned that, once I learned that about myself, that I really wasn't afraid and that I could interpret things differently, my goodness, I just enjoy getting up in front of people. And do you know I still get that energy surge? It really is a wonderful feeling. But I had to be aware myself. I had to come to an understanding about what was really going on. Many times people will tag things with an attitude of fearfulness, and it isn't the case at all. So if you want to have a perspective, an understanding of how you can be fearless, don't ever be concerned when you notice that there's something that is unsettling to you, frightening to you. Remember, this is part of your journey in life. Part of the journey is learning to trust yourself and learning to have a lot of faith in what you are capable of doing. And realizing, too, that we often have a support system around us we're not aware of, but it's there. So I just wanted to share that thought with you today because I felt it was a good one. And you just need to be aware that if you have apprehension, if you have fears, don't be afraid to look them in the eye, because that is what makes a difference. And once you do that, once you're able to look at that fear, really face it down, you'll find you are never, ever going to be controlled by anybody else's attitudes or feelings. You'll be in charge of who you are at all times and all places. I know life isn't a perfect experience, but it's one that you want to live. You don't want to exist in life because you're afraid of things, afraid of failure, afraid of growing old, afraid of not having enough, afraid of whatever you want to be afraid of. We can make a list 10 miles long. That's not living. That's existing. Life demands participation. And to participate with courage takes self-awareness and self-confidence. And I know you've got it. This is Donna Sebo, my guest today. We have been unable to reach Dr. Gibson, so I'm hoping that he will be fine. He may have had to go out on a patient call. But if you would like to call in and chat with me today, telephone lines are open. The telephone number for those of you in the United States, toll-free, is 877-876-5227. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Also, for you in Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. A few weeks back, when I was reviewing some material for a show, I came across an article regarding bees and the fact that bees are dying all over the world. And many scientists are quite concerned because without the bees, you cannot have a lot of the wonderful foods that we enjoy, in fact, that we just take for granted today. Well, this is a story about a woman by the name of Carol Clement. Now, she's out of Preston Hollow, New York. And this is quite significant, I think, because Carol had something like this happen with her bees. Now, this was in March of 2001. She and her husband live on a farm in upstate New York. And she said she just absolutely loved living there. There was a time when she was a cartoon show animator, but it wasn't making her happy. She wasn't enjoying her life. So she and her husband purchased the Heather Ridge Farm, and she was able to do some freelance work. And she got involved with beekeeping. And she said it was absolutely wonderful for her because it wasn't real complicated. It was easy. And she said, I could do different things with beekeeping at odd moments during the day. And she said, I just absolutely loved working with these tiny little critters. She said, there's something that's a little bit mysterious about bees, and it sort of rubs off on you. And she said, that probably is why so many monks in various monasteries around the world have had a tremendous interest in bees and have done a great deal of work with them. Because the monasteries, she said, they often had an income relative with the honey and the candle wax that kept them in a position to be able to support themselves. Now, she had about 13 hives at the time this particular incident happened. And it was a particular morning in 2001 when she got up and was fixing breakfast for her husband. She said, "It's time for me to go out and check on the bees." And her husband said, "Well, you better remember to give them some sugar water." And she said, "A colony's food supply has to be checked on a regular basis." And she found that a month before, she had noticed a lot of the little bees huddled together for warmth in what's known as a winter cluster. But she said, well, they turned out okay, and she was going to go ahead and check the hive, and if they needed the sugar water, she would have it handy and leave it inside. So when she was heading on up to the beehives and was getting pretty close to them, she noticed that there wasn't any hum, because bees make that particular tone, that humming tone. And usually there were some scouts that were out and about, but she said not only did she not hear any bees, but she didn't see any either. So she very carefully lifted the top from the first hive, and she wasn't wearing protective gear at the time, and not one bee flew out. So she thought to herself, this is really weird. Then she couldn't believe what she saw. At the bottom of the first hive were hundreds of tiny bees. Wings weren't moving. The feet and antennae were absolutely still. She went to the second hive. She checked every single hive. All of the bees in every one of the hives were dead. She had no clue as to what happened. She just had no idea. So she and her husband called an agricultural specialist in the state department, and they said, "I'm surprised that this hasn't happened to you sooner. It's a full-fledged plague that's affecting the bees. Bees around the world have been hit by this." Well, they decided they were going to consult with a number of other beekeepers, and there was a group that met at a senior citizen center in Accra, New York, and so they drove over and joined all of these other people, and men and women both, that loved raising the bees. And they shared what happened to their 13 hives. All of the people around them, when they were talking about what had occurred, seemed to know what was going on. And one of the farmers that was there said, "What is doing this are mites. And they've been around nearly as long as the bees. A healthy bee will groom itself and shed the mites. What's been happening is that the bees forage on fields that are sprayed with pesticides. They get weak, and they cannot fight back." And the farmer said, "Your hives were spared till now because you're a long way from commercial farms." Well, the more people talked, the more uncomfortable Carol became, and she and her husband were just absolutely amazed at what they were able to find out. Apparently, mites can wipe out a hive in a single day. There's one kind of a mite that will lodge in a bee's throat and will literally choke it to death. And then there's another kind of mite that feeds on the larvae of the bees. And there's one woman that brought up a point that hadn't been spoken of. They said the worst of it isn't what's happening to us as beekeepers. The toll on the food crops is much more important. Without bees to pollinate them, a third of the world's crops would fail. We could end up seeing a level of starvation on a mass scale that is absolutely phenomenal. Well, Carol and her husband were asking, what can we do? What is it we can do? Well, one gentleman said, you can buy chemical strips that can kill the mites, but not the bees. If you restock your hives, treat them with the strips, you've got a fighting chance. Well, Carol said, this doesn't sound right. If chemicals are at the base of the problem with the bees, if that weakens them, why in the world are we going to put a chemical in to kill the mites? Isn't it going to affect the bees as well? So they went out, purchased more bees, restocked all of their hives, bought the chemical strips. But she said, at the last minute, she decided not to use them. Why? Because this is what was on the strip package. Fatalith inhaled, absorbed through the skin or swallowed. Do not breathe vapors, corrosive. Causes skin burns and irreversible eye damage. She said everything she read on the package with these chemical strips was abhorrent to her. And she said, mm-mm, can't do it, cannot do it. If this is bad for me, it's going to be bad for the bees. So she and her husband talked to more and more people, but they had some meetings with some professionals, and they said, we were sort of shy about asking questions. And then some woman came up with a statement. She said, there is another alternative. There are some researchers at Ohio State University who tested some old-fashioned mite remedies, and they were amazed at how effective they were. Well, that's all it took for Carol and her husband John to get interested. So what they did was find out about some of the studies at the Ohio State University, research some of the homegrown remedies, and said, you know what, this is pretty good. Let's try to work with it. Now, apparently menthol and wintergreen are noxious to most mites. You mix oil of menthol or wintergreen with a handful of Crisco, make it into a cake, and drop the pat in the hive. That's all they did. Now, one of the other things that they found out about that they really liked best was to take advantage of the habits of both the mite and the queen bee. Apparently, the larva of the drone, and that's the short-lived male bee whose sole function is to fertilize the queen, is larger than the worker bees. The queen must expend extra energy, making the wax cells where she lays the drones to be a lot of energy to make it bigger. And those big, juicy larvae are the mite's favorite. Now, you can get from bee supply houses, Carol found out, a man-made comb frames with these large cells. And the queen likes to use them because it saves energy. And the mites will swarm there to have a feast on the larvae that are laid. Well, what you do is you take this frame out of the beehive that you've got, put it in the freezer. Now, both the mite and the larva die, but more than enough drones survive in other frames that are now relatively free of mites. They wondered, can this work for us? They were going to try it. Carol said, you know, for thousands of years, bees have been around making our life very rich and very full. Now it's time for us to help them. So within a week, they had installed all new frames inside of their hives. And sure enough, when she went to check her first hive, the cells were filled with drone larvae, which were overrun with squirming, red, pin-head-sized mites. What she did, she lifted the frames out, carried them back through the orchard, and put them in the freezer. And she said, we haven't cured the mite problem, but we found we were beginning to control it. Now, she said, for the past 6 years, since I walked up to those 13 hives, finding all of my bees dead, today our hives are healthy and so is our farm. The heather on our hillside, the clover in our pastures, and the blossoms on the old apple trees, they're thriving. Why? Because of the bees. And Carol and John have become a part of a rapidly growing movement that holds hope for the bees and for the planet. Large apiaries that have too much at stake to make experiments are hesitant to try these homemade remedies. But she said, we backyarders, the beekeepers, she said, those who keep hives more for love than profit have the flexibility to try out environmentally friendly solutions. And you know what? The good news is, more often than not, the risk pays off. She said, keeping bees isn't just good for the soul, it's also necessary work if the earth is to remain the glorious garden that it's intended to be. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. We have an open mic day today. My guest, Dr. Gibson, we have been unable to reach him. Perhaps he's been called out on an emergency. But we have got those phone lines open, and you are more than welcome to call in and chat with me. And if you're a first-time listener, I'm so glad you've joined us. All you need to do is call in to the number here in the U.S. at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Talking about bees And for those of you who are just lovers of honey, wonderful, wonderful, healthy product for the body. I really wanted to share with you also that there are some other plants that can, some plants that can really make a difference in your wellness. They're herbs, and they can help you with stress. You know, there's been research and investigation on this. It's gone on for so many years, and there's been many different cultural environments that have come to depend through the centuries on certain particular herbs and spices to be able to create a change. Well, basil is one of those herbs that has been used for centuries to ward off anxiety. And you know, in Europe, psychologists recommend it to treat depression, stress, and panic attacks. And they say it really can calm you down. If you have a piece of fresh basil and you're getting stressed, all you need to do is rub it between your hands and then take a smell of what it is. The scent can put you in a better state of mind. And if you consume it, it's great for the circulation, and fresh basil, dry basil, whatever you choose to use. But the fresh basil especially has that wonderful fragrance. And to get the full benefit, you can sprinkle it on your food, and again, just smell it, or you can use dried leaves if you want. One of the favorites of all favorites to relieve stress headaches is lavender. And they have done studies on the brain that show that smelling lavender increases the alpha waves in the brain that are associated with relaxation. It's so calming, they say, that it knocks out tension-caused headaches, and it contains natural chemicals thought to deaden the body's pain receptors. Now, this information comes from Debbie Smolensky, who is a doctor and is very interested in helping people use as much in the natural form as they possibly can. And she said, if you keep lavender flowers in rooms where you want to relax, or you use the oil, and you can find it in health food stores, just put a little bit on a cotton ball and sniff for headaches or stress, or if you want, if you like baths, add a little bit to your bath water. And then jasmine. Oh, jasmine has such a delightful fragrance. And if you have any ever been in a place where there are jasmine flowers that are blooming at night, especially on warm summer nights, the fragrance is just intoxicating. Well, they have found it is great for relaxation and enabling you to sleep very, very well. There was a study done at the Wheeling Jesuit University. People who slept in jasmine-scented rooms fell asleep much faster and had more restful sleep and felt more alert and less stressed the next day than people who slept in rooms that did not have the fragrance of jasmine. They're not sure, but they think that the fragrance has an effect on the sympathetic nervous system. So they said, again, you can buy the oil or the lotion, put it on a little cotton ball. If you want, put it underneath your pillow, or if you have a jasmine candle or the real flower, whatever it is, it will just do wonderful things for you. One of my favorites, actually I have three, peppermint, rosemary, and oregano. And, of course, with my Italian background, oregano, my goodness, we just use it in so many things in Italian cooking. And the oregano itself has the highest antioxidant level of any spice or herb, even more than many fruits and vegetables. It has 42 times the antioxidants than apples, 30 times more than potatoes, and 12 times more than oranges. Yep, that wonderful herb that we use in so many dishes. It's so good for you. So you can use it fresh or you can use it dried. It is loaded with antioxidant properties. And peppermint. Oh, there's nothing like fresh peppermint in tea. And a scent of peppermint, they find, boosts mood, energy, and endurance. And the credit for that goes to menthol. There's a neurologist, Alan Hirsch, a physician, who says it works on the brain's trigeminal nerve, and I hope I pronounced that correctly, I may not have, then that's responsible. That particular nerve is responsible for our alertness. And he said, when you feel alert, it cuts the stress of getting everything done. Now, one of our favorite ways of using fresh mint, we have it in our garden. Whenever we have guests and we're sitting outside and we have a big glasses of iced tea, What we find is if we take peppermint leaves and we just roll them between our fingers and put them in the tea, and it can be served, you know, you can do a big batch and put it in the big batch, or the individual can be given fresh leaves and they can roll it themselves and put it in the tea. It is marvelous. You can have plain black tea and you add that fresh peppermint leaf to it. It is magical. Another spice that's very popular is rosemary. And by golly, I can never forget someone telling me about the rosemary plant. And this is a woman that was an Italian background. Her name was Janet, and we went to visit her at her home one time, and we saw this huge, huge bush in one of these oak barrel containers. This thing was massive. She had to trim it back all the time. And she said there was a tradition that she had been told about when she was growing up, and that is when you give a sprig, like to a newly married couple, and it's put into a pot, if you have rosemary that really grows abundantly, it means the woman's the boss of the house. If you have a little tiny bush, if it doesn't grow very well, it means the husband's the boss of the house. I don't know how true that is, but I just thought I'd share that little bit of trivia with you. Now, why is rosemary so good? Well, for those of you that have cooked with rosemary, and I like it with chicken especially, rosemary apparently improves mental clarity, concentration, and alertness, reduces stress. But in ancient Greece, they used it, believe it or not, for students in school. And what they found is they'd bring sprigs of fresh rosemary with them to school on exam days to beat test anxiety. And you can take fresh rosemary and crush it between your hands. It has this wonderful, wonderful fragrance. And you can have it around your desk, or if you like rosemary, some people don't. And also, rosemary stimulates hair follicles, leading to stronger, thicker hair. You can find it in many health care products. Who would have guessed? Who would have thought to look for rosemary? And then one of the plants, also the last one here, is thyme. And for thousands of years, it has been something in the herbalist relaxation pack. It helps to ease depression and improve moods. And linguists think the name thyme, which is spelled T-H-Y-M-E, comes from the Greek word for courage, because it is a very invigorating kind of herb. And if you keep thyme in your kitchen to add to foods, or steep thyme leaves in boiling water for 10 minutes, you can drink it as a tea. And in ancient Rome, soldiers wore sprigs of thyme to keep their spirits and energy up. So all of these herbs, and so many, many more, have been a part of people's lives for centuries, and they're healthy, they're not going to hurt you, they're going to make you happier, and your life is going to be a lot more enjoyable. This is Donna Sebo. We have an open mic day. My guest, Dr. Gibson, has not been able to make it, but that's all right. Phone lines are open. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, here's the telephone number to call in to, 877-876-5227. If you're in the U.S., that's 877-876-5227. For those of you in Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And also our direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Well, I know so many of you are getting ready for the 4th. My goodness, you're scrubbing up your patio furniture. You're shopping. You're out and about things. Party time. Well, it is. And the Donna Sebo Show is going to be live tomorrow on the 4th. And I've got a wonderful, wonderful guest that we are going to have. This is a surprise guest. Actually, what happened is while I was back east and in Washington, D.C., I met Master Sergeant Ray Bowes. And his book is absolutely marvelous. It's called The Tiger That Ate the Firebase. And he is a veteran that I'm very pleased to have met, number one, but also to have as a guest for tomorrow's show. So that's the surprise person that I'm going to be having on the air with me tomorrow, right here live on bbsradio.com. Now, we're going to take a break for just a moment. When we come back, phone lines again are open, but more than that, I've got a lot of good things to share. So don't go away. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and telephone lines are open, 877-876-5227. And if you're calling in from Canada, 888-815-9756. All I need from you is your first name or your initial. Let me give you my insights that I perceive for you, and then after that, you're welcome to ask a question about anything that you like. By the way, if you're thinking, I'd like to have something special for my 4th of July party, I've got a recipe here for mint chip brownies. How does that tickle your mental taste buds? Well, if I have some time, then I will be sure to share that recipe with you today so that you can have it for tomorrow. But what I wanted to do was share something with you for those of you that are listening in the state of Washington and for those of you throughout the country. If you love Renaissance, the annual Washington State Renaissance Fantasy Fair is coming up in August. I have been participating in this wonderful, wonderful event for close to 5 years now. Now, the dates for this Fantasy Fair are August 4th, 5th, 11, 12, 18, and 19 of August, the first 3 weekends of August. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is so much fun. And, of course, I love to dress up anyway, so this gives me an opportunity to get into some of these wonderful costumes that I've been able to have over the past few years and go out and play queen for a day. It's just absolutely delightful. But when you come out to the Renaissance Fantasy Fair, it is a joy. So if you want some more information on it, well, just go to the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair website, and you will find out all the information. We've got a caller on the line. I want to welcome you to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Claudia, and I'm calling from Glendale.
Glendale where?
Arizona.
Glendale, Arizona, because there's Glendales all over this country, and I wanted to be sure that I knew where you were calling from. Okay, Claudia, the first thing that I am looking at with you is a need to be, how do I want to say this? It's not that you're not disciplined. You're getting distracted. You need to be focused. And with the focus, it is going to enable you as an individual to be able to accomplish a lot more than what you would imagine. But it's focus, focus, focus. I am just seeing so much interruption around you. It's like you blink, neither the phone rings or something happens, somebody needs you, whatever it may be. So I want you to just be aware. That is going to be so important for you. Also, be careful with your jewelry. I want you to pay attention if you remove your watch or your rings. Have a special place that you keep them. Don't just take them off and drop them somewhere, because it could be you're going to lose some jewelry, not because of someone stealing it from you, but because it has dropped maybe into some trash, some papers, and inadvertently you pick it up and toss it out. So just be wise. I'm looking at all kinds of paper around you. Are you going through files and things like this, trying to sort them out and get rid of what you don't want?
Yeah.
All right, hon. Be wise. If you're going to do anything and you're going to take your jewelry off, if you're going to be out in the yard taking your jewelry off, put it in a place and be consistent about it. Take that extra amount of time, put it into a safe place. Otherwise, you might lose it. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm working to try and increase everything in my life, efficiency, money, everything. And so your reading really picked up on that. Do you... what I'd like to, I have some money goals that I want to reach within this month, and so I'm strategizing each day as I go along. Do you see that as me reaching my goals?
Well, it depends on the size of the goal. I think you've got three tiers to your goal, T-I-E-R-S. You are going to find that there is a plateau that you will be experiencing around the first part of August. So you need to make sure you have a backup plan, and don't be upset if you're not able to reach everything exactly. Just be consistent in what you do, and I think over a period of time of about 3 to 4 months, yes, you easily will be able to reach the goal. But it is, oh, it's so important not to get sidetracked. So important not to get sidetracked. And I think that this is on so many different levels of your life. So I compliment you for being consciously present and aware that this is what you want to do. So make sure you have little notes for yourself, or, you know, maybe you have a favorite spot and just have a big piece of paper that says objectives. And maybe if you're inclined to think, oh, I should go buy this new dresser, oh, I should go do such and such, and let's face it, we all have that hit us, then you just say, wait a minute, this is my objective, I got to keep my eye on the goal, and I believe you can reach it. Not only can you reach it, I think you can surpass it, but I think to surpass it, it will take a good 2 years for you to reach a particular tier of an objective. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It certainly does. I want to thank you so much.
Well, you're more than welcome. I appreciate your call, appreciate your being on the air, and you have an absolutely fabulous, fabulous 4th of July.
Oh, and you too. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. Of course, I always like to know where you're calling from. The telephone number to call in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Or if you want to call in from Canada, toll free is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And again, you're going to be hearing me talk about the Renaissance Fantasy Fair that is going to be coming up the first three weekends in August. And it's just absolutely an awesome experience, and I invite you to bring your family. It is great. They have special pass prices. Some people come in from different parts of the country because of the costuming, the royal court, all the equestrian activities, war horses. There's just so much good fun. So much good fun. You can spend a whole day out there and just absolutely, absolutely have the time of your life. So go to the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair website.com, and that's fair is spelled F-A-I-R-E. It'll pop up there as big as life. Check out all the details, and we'll be giving you more and more as we come closer to the fair about the details, but it's just a great, great activity for family and for friends. This is Donna Sebo again. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 or 888 815-975-9756. Men often have different ways of looking at particular situations, and women will have their perspectives as well. Now, there was this particular dad. He did something for his daughter that was so special that I thought I would share it with you. And Judith Marks White is the woman that wrote about her father. She said he had such a way of teaching her about wisdom. And he had his particular favorite phrases that she knew were just going to come out at certain times. But sometimes he had things that he would say that would really surprise her. And she said there was one hot July Saturday morning. Her dad invited her to go to lunch with him. And he had also invited Mom along. But she said, my mother declined and said, no, the two of you go off. I've got some other things to do. And so her dad looked at her and he said, you know what, Judith? It looks like it's just going to be you and me. So they went to one of their favorite restaurants, and it was a lot of people there. It was just really a neat place to go to. And her favorite meal for lunch was a grilled cheese sandwich. And her dad's favorite was a hamburger. So they're sitting there. She's enjoying her sandwich. Dad's enjoying his. And he leans across the table, and he says to Judith, he said, see that lady over there? Her name is Marion. That's a gal, when I was in high school, she had a crush on me all 4 years when I was in school. And Judith said, I was just entering into my adolescent phase, and I was just sitting on the edge of my seat when my dad was telling me about what he went through when he was in high school. However, my dad said, I want you to know she couldn't hold a candle to your mother. So she said that was the beginning of a long period of time where they had lunch together. And they often, she said, would break rules. They would talk about secrets. And it was just a very special personal time between Judith and her dad. Now, that was a while after this first experience. They were at a different restaurant. And she was looking at the menu, and she really couldn't decide what she wanted to eat. And her dad saw what was going on and realized what her concern was. And he did something quite different. He called the waitress over to the table and he said, I want you to bring us the dessert menu. So the waitress did exactly that. Wow, the dessert menu was absolutely awesome, Judith said. Chocolate mousse, chocolate cake, chocolate souffle. She said, I felt like I'd never turned to chocolate heaven. However, she leaned over and said to her dad, Dad, these desserts are awesome, but we haven't had lunch yet. And her dad looked at her, he winked at her, and he said, when in doubt, eat dessert first. Well, her response naturally is, what is Mommy going to say? He said, it's going to be our secret. And she said, that afternoon, we were sitting in this wonderful restaurant, it happened to be a French restaurant, and there was my dad dipping a long silver spoon into a parfait, and I was just gorging myself on this huge piece of scrumptious chocolate cake. And she said, I can remember sitting there thinking, life can't get any better than this. Well, they had a lot more lunches and dinners as the years went by. And she said, even after I was married, Dad and I had a standing Tuesday evening dinner date. And you know what? He never once canceled. And she said, because of the way he lived his life, he taught me a lot of things. One was commitments, the value of keeping appointments. And she said it just was who he was. He was just such a good demonstrator of good qualities. And she said, the only Tuesday night we didn't meet at a restaurant was when I delivered my daughter. And she said, that night, Mom, Dad, my husband and I dined together in my hospital room. And she said, her dad, as he was holding the baby, he said, you know what? Even my baby granddaughter can't get in the way of our Tuesday. So it was a very special tradition. Well, her dad was in his 60s when he passed away quite abruptly. But But she said, he left me with so much wonderful, wonderful memories. She said, I even though I miss him terribly, these memories are so great. So she said, today I am a grandmother. I have two grandchildren, Andrew and Caroline, and we go out to dinner every week. And she said, my grandson recently was looking at a menu that was really too big for his seven-year-old eyes. And he looked at his grandmother and he said, I just don't know what I want. And then her granddaughter said, I don't know what I want either. Well, she remembered what her dad had done for her. She said, then guess what, kids? We're going to have dessert first. Their eyes got as big as saucers, and then they started to giggle. And eat dessert first was exactly what we did. Isn't that a fabulous story? I just think it's great. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. Phone lines are still open, 877-8765-227 or 888-815-9756 for those of you in Canada. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be back in just a moment.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Telephone numbers to call in to for the U.S. of A, 877-876-5227. For those of you in Canada, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Quickly, I want to let you know that tomorrow, on the 4th of July, we're going to have Master Sergeant Ray Bowes was a guest on the 4th of July, a wonderful man. I met him in Washington, D.C., on the outside perimeter of the Lincoln Memorial, and his story is an awesome one, and we are going to be hearing it right here on bbsradio.com. Also, on Thursday, we're going to be talking with Peggy Collins. Help is not a four-letter word. Boy, if you are one of those people that does not like to ask for help, this book will change your mind. And then Shireen Dodson is going to be sharing with us how she was inspired about Mothers and Daughters Book Club. This is a marvelous story about how mother and daughters can connect in a very, very special way. So we've got a wonderful grouping of guests, and we invite you and your friends to join us, even on the holiday. Remember, the Donna Sebo Show is here for you. Also, our newsletter has gone out. We are also going to be sending out a remaining part for those that have not yet received it. The rest of it will be going out this evening. And if you would like to receive a free copy of the Donna Sebo newsletter, all you need to do is send me an email to donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com, and we will be happy to send that out to you on a monthly basis. Also, it will be up on my website. My webmaster is putting it up either today or tomorrow, and we will have that available for you. Also, don't forget to stop by the glyconutrients section of my website. This is something that has made such a difference in hundreds of thousands of people's lives, and it's so important that we focus on maintaining wellness. And that is something that glyconutrients enable you to do. It is that missing link that can make you turn around in your own physical well-being to enjoy Well, I think a level of fitness and wellness that you wouldn't have thought you could have. So just go to my website, Donna at DelphiInternational.com, and you'll be able to check that out also. Well, travel. There is always some place to go. I was talking with some friends when we were on our trip back east, on the business trip back east, who had been to Europe. One couple had been to Italy. Another couple, they've traveled to so many places in the world. It's absolutely awesome. And they were talking about their European travels, and it was really something very special. Well, we have also some friends that decided they were going to take their son, who just graduated from high school, on a family trip to Greece. Well, he's old enough and mature enough to really enjoy this, and they were going to be gone for 3 weeks. They've already left. And I'm just excited to learn about all of their adventures when they get back in 3 weeks. But there is a lot to remember. When you are wanting to take your grandkids, if you're wanting to take some children with you and they're younger, you can do so much with them and have a real good time. And the key is when you plan your trip, you want to be sure that you plan it so that you can really enjoy it. Don't try to stuff everything and anything into the trip. Now, for younger children, well, you want to start usually traveling with them not so far from home. Although, I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of kids that when they're taken overseas or wherever, they really travel well. And the sooner children are on these journeys, they enjoy these journeys, they learn about how to handle them. And as a parent, you can really have a good time working out a plan with them. Also, if you want, you can let the kids help you decide the destination, and you can involve them in the planning of it. You can say, come on, let's sit down and really figure this out. What do you think we're going to need? What do you think we're going to do? And sometimes, depending on the kids, you can have them sort of set the pace. Now, remember, when you have kids with you, they need more sleep maybe than you would, and they're going to be munching. When you have kids, when you're traveling with kids, trust me, always have snacks. I sat on the plane next to a mother of 5 boys. Yes, you heard me correctly. She had 5 boys. They were all under the age of 8. And she had her hands full. Well, she had one of these big backpacks. She also had a nanny. She was very fortunate. But she had one of these backpacks, and it was loaded with snacks. She was feeding those kids constantly. They don't eat big amounts, but they're always wanting to munch on something. That's just the nature of kids. And they do expend a lot of calories. Also, you want to interact with the kids and want to see what they're interested in packing, and you want to teach them that they're going to need to save some room because they might be bringing back some souvenirs. And older kids, if you're flying, they've got to carry their own weight. I get such a kick when I see these little 5-year-old kids with their own suitcases on wheels, and they're pulling them along. It's just absolutely amazing. But it's important for them to understand their level of responsibility with traveling. Also, you want to be sure that when you're traveling with kids, especially if you're going to be doing any amount of walking, whether you're taking them to a place like Disneyland, Disney World, or, you know, the Grand Canyon, whatever, you want to make sure that they've got good shoes on their feet. And you want to make sure that they're not new shoes, that they're broken in. Otherwise, they are going to get blisters, and that's not fun to deal with. You want to encourage the children to learn how to take photographs and maybe practice. Help them practice before they go on the trip so that they can have memories of the experience that they go through with their travels. And it's fun to keep a journal. And if everyone in the family keeps a journal of their own type, then when you get home, you can take notes. And you need to make sure that you reserve time to write. Let them write down their experiences. I know one mom that she did this with her kids, and it was really fun to go back and to remember certain things. And she kept them in a particular box, and she gave them as a gift to her children when they were adults to help them, especially when the first grandchild was born. She gave them to her son and her daughter, and it was just wonderful. That's just a few tips when you're traveling abroad with kids. It's a good thing to remember, whether it's abroad, whether it's at home, be prepared, and you can have a good time with these kids. It is different when you're traveling with youngsters. This is Donna Sebo. I do know we are just about out of time, and I'm so, so glad that we had this hour to share. But more than that, tomorrow is the 4th of July. We'll be here live. So if you're busy getting ready for company, tune in. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Enjoy this magnificent day of life that you have been given. It is a gift. Bye for now. Talk with you tomorrow.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Was throwing colors on the wall, and you were right beside me in the wonder of it all. Reaching through the window, the warm September sun. Rushing back.